Welcome, Frosty. Episode 19, last episode of the season. Unfortunately, I'm without my trusty co-host. He's been called away on some family business or something like that. Serious business, maybe. I feel a bit naked without him. He's like my Batman. I'm like Robin, just floating there, just doing my own thing. How you been, mate?
Good, mate. Good. Yeah, thanks for having me. Pretty exciting to finish off the year, hey? We saw the awards flood in yesterday. I think the Hunter Rugby board announced their awards yesterday. So congrats to all those guys. That was huge. So shame we couldn't finish off the season that was, hey? Because
cracker
of a year. But
well, that's what I was going to ask. I was, it did cut the season short, but still, what did we get? Three minor premierships. So first, thirds, fourths, my team got the minor premiers. So, club of the year. We got most, what's the key? We got most points in the Anderson medal.
Yeah, that's a pretty good award, eh? That's
most players. It shows the depth and the great year that the club had, player-wise.
Yeah.
Everyone across the board.
Cool.
Coach of the year?
Coach of the year, Jamie's been awesome, yeah. So congrats to Jamie.
Yes. I did read in the email that went out today that there was a little interview with him, and it said coach of the year in minor premiership is a bit like kissing your sister. It looks good, but I was reading that. I don't think kissing your sister would look good.
Not at all. No, so that's pretty concerning. Very concerning.
So I don't know what he's doing there.
And he's a boy from the mighty sunny Sawtell, so that's even more concerning.
Well, he's from your way, isn't he?
Yeah. So I originally grew up in Armidale. I get bagged quite often for claiming to be from Sawtell. So disclaimer, I grew up in Armidale, but I call Sawtell home now. I think Mum's been there for maybe 5 years. Pretty happy to call Sawtell home, mate. It's a gorgeous part of the world. I think you've stayed in Mum's Airbnb up there. Pretty magic little spot.
It is, actually. So, I'll get to those sorty stories at the end. I'll get there. But what else? So we had Rousey, top try scorer and point scorer.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, Rousey was huge, wasn't he, this year? He was the driving force behind, well, the whole club really, but led from the front. Makes up for what he has in small stature sometimes for effort and he's awesome. Awesome player. I love playing with Rousey, and I think everyone does.
Yeah, you could see. You could see when he took over captaincy, he just sort of went up that.
He loves it. Didn't he? Yeah, he's happy to admit it. I think he just loves footy,
mate. Well, when he was on the podcast earlier this year, we asked him about that, and I think he might have just taken over because he took over at that Hamilton game. And mate, he said he loved it. He relished it. He felt comfortable, confident having it, which is that's what you want.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's a tricky thing too. Like, you've got to have everyone on your side. And he was awesome. And so were a lot of people. The Bash brothers were good all year. They were just, I think they've finally realised that they can stand up in first grade and absolutely carve up like they did in the junior grade. So that's exciting. Who else won awards?
I think that was it for the club. We did get club. We got club of the year as well.
Right. Yeah. That's a pretty awesome achievement too.
The
way we turned it around, I reckon, was pretty awesome. And credit to Kramer and credit to John and all the crew that have sort of got the club moving in the right direction, I think. So
Yeah,
huge turnaround year, and we couldn't put it into a actual grand final run, because as much as a minor premiership's tough, that final last 5 weeks of the year, that's when you're really, really sort of down in the trenches, and
yeah,
that's the tough part, isn't it?
Getting well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, is it? I know it feels great, but is it a bit disappointing? It's a bit sort of like it's a little bit flat of a kind of victory. You feel like, God damn, this was our year. This was, you know, we were.
Yeah, definitely. You look at what they're doing in the NRL at the moment. Like, the minor premierships on the line, and the Storm are resting half the blokes. So I reckon that shows you where minor premierships sit in terms of awesome achievement. Don't get me wrong, but the business end is sort of where the actual headlines are written. So,
would you?
Yeah, it's a shame, but
yeah, it is a shame. Like that final, you know, 3 or 4 weeks is really, it's a different comp.
Yeah, you know? And it's getting hotter, and
yeah,
it's tough. It's tough.
Would you ever be a fan of, say, like the Premier League version of where you just play? Obviously, we don't have as many teams, but first past the post kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I love that finals. Finals sort of aspect. It's funny, when I lived in the UK, that they're very much a first past the post place.
Yeah.
They have sort of cups and whatever, but it's first past the post over there mostly.
Yeah.
And they were a little bit sort of miffed by the semi-finals situation and that sort of thing. But it's pretty special if you get through that semi-finals. Like, that's a tough few weeks.
Oh, yeah, it is. And grand final days always.
Great. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And you could sort of have it run and won a few weeks out, and the last few games just become a chore. But
yeah,
I like the final series. I reckon that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I don't mind them. I don't mind them. Is there plans
I think the best we had maybe 2 or 3 years ago, we ran fifth in the second grade side.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that year Kingy, I think, kicked it after the bell.
Oh, yeah, 2016.
Pretty sure we ran fifth that year.
Did you?
So we had to play every week. We had to play, win on week five and didn't get a week off.
Yeah. It's
a huge lead in, but like that made it all the more special, that sort of grand final.
Cause, I didn't need to come fifth. Yeah. Because that was what, because second grade won it three in a row.
That or the year before. Yeah, I think it was four in a row.
Four in a row?
So, yeah. It was one of those years. I'm sure it was the Kingy one, but yeah, one or the other.
Because I wasn't at the game that Kingy kicked that goal. So I was at Matty McDonald's wedding with Eddie Mack and a few others. It happened during the ceremony, so we couldn't watch it, obviously. But as soon as the ceremony finished, I was straight on the Bar TV and was like, wow, far out. Kingy's just nailed it from fucking 50.
You could have heard him probably from where you were anyway.
Probably.
Yeah.
So because it is a bit flat, minor premiership and all that, have you spoke to any of the guys? It's obviously made them hungrier for next year.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. I was sort of a little bit out of the loop, I suppose, being in and out throughout the year, but I hope so. There was a good crew of people. It was an enjoyable year. So I hope that they sort of see that and it's a bit of unfinished business, because turned around a lot in a year, and it'd be good to sort of use that as a base to launch from, really.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I hope so. I'm sure talking to Billy Dunn, doing a couple of sessions with him in lockdown, he's always excited, as grumpy as he sounds on the surface. He's excited deep down.
Yeah. He hasn't answered. I've sent him a text and a phone call, and he hasn't answered either.
Yeah. I think he's back to work, actually, which is good news, because Yeah, the grumpiest young, most bored man in history.
So, but
yeah, he's excited. Everyone will get excited.
Well, that first game will be against Wanderers. That Anzac Day game against Wanderers again.
Is it? I'm
pretty that sure awesome. That's going to be a permanent fixture. And the ends, it'll alternate between the two.
Wasn't that a special day? That was one of the sort of highlights really for the club. It was pretty special. And
that was probably JD and one of the best atmospheres I've ever experienced at Townsend.
Yeah, definitely. It was amazing.
You said you were in and out throughout the year. How are the injuries?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it was a frustrating year because I remember at the start of the year, Rousey turned around to me and he said, geez, Frosty, I've never seen you this injury-free at the start of the year. And it just might have put the mockers on me because I had a bit of a shocker. But oh, I don't know, mate, it might be old age showing through. But no, it's all good. I've started running again. And
yeah.
Yeah, we'll
see. How old are you?
See if I go. Only 25.
Oh.
I know.
Mate.
Just built from cardboard, mate. Built from absolute
cardboard. You got plenty of years to catch up to me and you're in social fours. You got another good 10 years in front of you.
Friday night lights.
Yeah, I'll be, 50 something when you come to play there?
Still trudging.
So what, you grew up in Armidale. How did you get to the Greens?
I was actually, Billy Freeman and I, we weren't enjoying footy that much. And, Timmy Wolf got in contact with us, and through Peter Wolf and so on. And, then Gilly sort of got onto us and just had a good old-fashioned Gilly chat. And I went and had a beer with Wolfie. And, yeah, Billy and I came across and then slowly we've sort of gathered a couple of our close mates, went like the Joe Crawfords, Ollie Crowe and Darcy Christy Johnson.
Yeah, he had a big year.
And then, yeah, he had a big year and then, so we've just gathered a few people and it's been pretty enjoyable.
So are you guys all playing at uni?
Yeah, the majority, yeah. So a fair chunk of us played out at uni. That was an awesome club. We just sort of grew a bit stale there for a little while and weren't really enjoying it. And there needed to be changes at uni too, but I think they've come good too this year. They sort of...
Yeah, I think Munza got them going pretty well at the end of the year. Manu came back. I don't know whether he's going around again. I haven't spoke to him, but I know they were.
Yeah, I don't think he is. That's sort of how it happened. And we've gathered sort of blokes in and along the way and lost blokes. And there's a good crew of sort of country boys and juniors from the club and that sort of thing who enjoyed each other's company. So, yeah, it's been a pretty enjoyable few years.
And where was Joey Crawford at the club? He wasn't at the club this year. Where was he?
Joey's moved to Sydney. Yeah.
He's to Sydney, right, okay.
G'day to Joey down there in lockdown.
Well, I'm sure he's watching. He's the show.
avid listener, mate, Joey. He'd be trying to surf the Western way out in Maroubra Beach or something. I know he battles big time there often. So he's moved down to Sydney, followed his heart. So well done to Joey.
you had a beer with Wolfie. Are you sure it was a couple of espresso martinis? Wolf as well. Yeah.
That was actually and then I ended up living in Wolfie's house for a little while at Wilton Street. What a place that was. We had a great time there. at Wilton Street. Oh, Dave Jenkins. I don't know if you remember him. He played for a little while for us.
Yeah.
He's moved out. Moved out now out west as well. So he's another one that we've lost. But yeah, we lived in Wolf's house at Wilton Street. There was a cracker of a time.
Yeah, right.
Had the boys like Mangoes and Chicky and all that were up the road, and a couple of mates from that played for the Poons actually living behind us next door in Mary Street.
Yeah, right.
And then you had Flynn and all those boys that lived behind us. It was a pretty wild little.
That's a great little neighborhood.
It was great fun. Yeah.
Well, what was it that's so enticing to come over to the Greens? I'm sure it just wasn't Wolfie and his beautiful wisdom.
Yeah, Wolfie shouted me a couple of schooners initially, but I think it was just Billy Freeman and I were just ready for a bit of a change. It was sort of, it was just a bit of an opportunity. We just took it and ran with it and really enjoyed it. It wasn't sort of anything specifically, hey? It was sort of timing and, I've loved every minute of it. It's been pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's a great club to be involved in, I think, every aspect of it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
On field and definitely off field.
Mm.
Is there plans to, I'm asking more for me now, not the viewers, is there plans to do anything when restrictions end and we can have like a...
I was saying to, just got off the phone to one of my mates actually, he's got his horse running in Newcastle.
Yeah.
It's about like this weekend, I reckon that's about this time of the year, spring's coming, that's sort of when I really get excited for...
Yeah.
Go to the races. I reckon that'll be one of the first things.
So,
races.
Do you want me to make a few phone calls? I know a guy.
I know a guy. Yeah, right. I think that it's that race day we had was good fun, but like a good race day, there's nothing better.
Nah.
That's
the thing. How's your horse going?
We've just sold him. We've just sold him, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, the fun times are over, but we've just bought another one.
A little group of
mates from work and a little crew from sort of everywhere.
Yep.
To be trained up in Queensland, jungle land. Yeah.
Okay.
Come back into work.
You want to get involved in one a bit closer to home? Like I said, I know a guy. Maybe
a Merriweather horse would be fun too, wouldn't it? Cut a bit of an ownership among whoever wants to chip in.
I think we all just chip in and buy a horse. Or the whole club. Everyone.
That might be the next one.
Syndicate
manager, John Davis.
Yeah. I'll manage the syndicate, mate.
Well, he needs to find a bit of room in the budget.
I'll manage the syndicate. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
We'll run it over here. KA Leeds.
Yeah, perfect.
We can call it. I don't know what we call it.
Nice big green jacket with a white stripe on it. That'd be perfect, wouldn't it? Jimmy Mac to ride it. Beautiful.
If he's not embroiled in one of those COVID breaches, I mean.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Stuff.
So you grew up in Armidale. Did you, played footy out at Armidale?
Yeah. I was pretty lucky. I played in Armidale for a little while, and then I moved to Wales when I was in year 10. Lived there for a year and a bit. Played over in Llandovery.
Yep.
Great little part of the world. Went to Llandovery College, and so I lived there for a year and a bit, and I came back and played for Taz, played for the Armidale school.
Yep.
And then went back to Wales for another year, back to to the school over there. So yeah, pretty lucky really to travel the world and see some sights and meet some great people. And
How's the difference, the comparison, like Australian rugby to Wales?
Oh, it's so different, but so, fun. Like their culture over there.
I know Smooth harps on about it in between stories about his Panthers days. He always telling me stories about when he's over there.
Yeah, yeah. Just I think that's why Big Davey, remember Big Davey that came out, big prop. He's playing in Wales at the moment, actually. And I messaged him the other day because he's playing against it with and against a couple of the boys that I knew when I lived over there. And I said, "How are you enjoying it?" And I think he loves it, loves the Welsh sort of culture. And yeah, he sounds like it. It's just that they live and breathe it over there. They're sort of,
Wales.
They're almost, they're almost like the New Zealanders. Like it's a very similar country. 4 million people.
Yeah.
Hilly. Yeah, just love it. So, they pretty much just, the small towns have like three things: a Chinese, like four pubs, and a rugby club. And that's it.
Perfect.
No town hall, like it's at the rugby club.
Yeah, so perfect.
They get up and sing and. Yeah, that's so it's pretty special experience over there. Yeah, I'd love to get back over there. But
yeah, I'd love to go over to Wales too. Some good bands from Wales, Stereophonics, and
a few other bands. Don't start Blocker on it. Roachie's he loves it. He's Welsh heritage. Roachie, so he loves his Welsh chat.
Benny
Bowen, he's a Welshman. Benny Bowen, coaching staff this year. So.
All right, okay.
Yeah, no, I was pretty lucky, really.
And then, did you move to Sortie for a bit?
No, I moved straight back to Newcastle, started uni, and I've just been back and forward from.
Olga lives up there. Yeah.
Olga, and now my brother.
Yeah.
So he's moved up, and his two kids.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome having them just up the road as well. So.
So when I stayed up there, and I stayed at your brother's Airbnb. With Leah and the kids at the start of the year. That was the first time since 2001 I've actually been allowed to book anything in Sawtelle under my own name.
Oh, I've heard this story. Yeah, I've heard the story.
And it turned out, so we get there and pull in. Couldn't believe it. I was saying to Lee, no way, this is not where it is. She's like, why? And I said, it's
next door to the.
So, yeah, it was, there's like three sort of apartments. We were at the first one.
Yeah.
Balcony from our bedroom overlooks the corner house. So it's one in from the corner.
Yeah.
And I was like, that house there, and that house was a duplex. So it was, so there's this side. So your parents, your brother's house is there. There's this house here. And then there was this one right on the corner that we were staying in for the Barney Miller Classic 2001. And it happened to be on the grand final night when the Knights played Para. There's me. Couple other guys, Benny Hainsworth, who used to play as a Greens Junior, Chad Salter, who was a Wanderers, Brett Hardy, who was from Hammer, Jai Burns, and a bunch of other mates. We went three nights just on the piss the whole time. Capped off with going to, Chad was living up there at the time, he still is. He's wife or girlfriend at the time, her sister's 21st. Her dad's the pro at the golf course. So I had met him a couple of days earlier and obviously wanted to have a chat about dad and racing and stuff. So we go to this, we get invited to this 21st just because we're there. We all, they're all Para fans, we're all Knights fans. So we're in the bar section separated from them. And you know how the first half went, we've just gone loose, just gone absolutely berserk. And once they've won, even more so, ordered a case each, everyone. There's about 10, 12 of us. case each. And we're like walking them back to this place. We stole like the little walker buggies and kept them in so we could carry our cases
from the golf club.
When we got home, we're like, where are we going to stash all these golf buggies? Someone had the bright idea to throw them up on the roof. So they got thrown up on the roof, and then just all hell broke loose in this place. We had the cops there twice. Mate, it was just all the fluorescent light bulbs were getting smashed over people's heads. The only song that got played the whole night was that Daniel Arvidsson Newcastle. But just on repeat, one song all night. Mate, it was just berserk. Just
Project X.
Basically, couldn't even be bothered going to the bin when we'd finish a beer, so we'd just throw it into the kitchen.
Grubs.
And
how the world comes back around, eh?
Oh, mate.
And you're up there with your family.
I know. And so we ended up having to pay. We got out of it very cheaply. I reckon we caused about $10,000 worth of damage to this place, and we had to pay like $1,000. But I was blacklisted for about 20 years.
Yeah, wow.
From Sawtelle. First time I ordered it, order a place, it's right next door.
Well, I think you left it, you've improved since last time.
Yeah. Left it okay?
Yeah, it was all clear, mate. All clear.
Beautiful. Mate, I've got some great Sawtelle stories. I love the place.
Oh, it's a beautiful part of the world, yeah.
Isn't it? I love going up there.
Awesome. I wish I was up there. It's my niece's first birthday today. It should be up there this weekend, but very shortly, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll be opening back up. Hey?
What have you been doing during lockdown?
Not much, mate. I've been working from home. So this is my little office, and this has been it, really. I've got pretty lucky. I'm living in Newcastle East now. So just trying to get away, and if I've got a moment to have a swim at lunch or a run at lunch or do something to break up my day. Because
you were just around the corner from me, weren't you?
Were you
around the corner in just near Watkins Street?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm opposite the Newcastle Club now.
You're up there, okay. Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, good little part of the world in here. But yeah, I haven't ventured very far, mate. I've just been buying heaps of coffees.
Yeah.
Plenty of coffees to get out and in the sunshine. But yeah, pretty quiet on all fronts here, mate. Looking forward to being able to, as I said, get up to Sawtelle and enjoy the little things.
Mate, I've been talking to a few mates, and just the now that it's gotten this it's nice and warm and not too hot, and just going to the bowler is what we're really hanging out for. Yeah. Just going, sitting outside the bowler, and just having a few schooners there.
Arvo schooners, Sunday Arvo schooners.
Mate.
Yeah.
That's all.
I know. It's a bit of a shame. Unfortunately, I think we've still been pretty lucky, really, considering the rest of the world's still hemorrhaging cases. And so we'll be right eventually.
Yeah, I hope so. I think by the 10th we should be right. Hopefully 2 weeks, I reckon. Another 2 weeks.
Fingers crossed. And if not, I hope everyone's doing all right.
Yeah, I know. It's just a shame there's no rugby to sort of come out to, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Like, I think you see how many people are sharing those photos and stuff yesterday about all the teams winning, and I think everyone's still got it in the back of their mind, so.
Definitely, we'll be right definitely. And I started throwing up some old photos from, 80s and 70s and stuff like that, old team photos up on the Instagram the other day. So, and they've been getting a great response.
Yeah.
So I think
I work with Pete Fluke, and he was quick to snap that one up and send it to me.
He was.
Still reckons he's the best looking fly half to play at Merivale, the Flukey.
So. Mate, Flukey. Maybe not wrong.
I don't know about best. Yeah, yeah.
He's
got the Sam Bright.
Well, yeah, okay, sorry, Bridie and Eli. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of... No, he's a good man, Fluky. He's really good fella.
He is a great fella. He is. But, yeah, it's just a shame that there's nothing, because you saw, I mean, every home game. I didn't go to any other home games except for that Wanderers Wednesday night one, but I don't think there was any other club that had the turnout that we did every day, every game. Everyone was just really invested in the club.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll carry on for next year. I reckon people remember that stuff, and I'm sure we'll carry it on. And the way John and all his group and are doing, I think they're doing a good job. So fingers crossed we get some freedoms and can crack on early next year.
Well, I know me and Jonesy, we'll be back next year for another season.
Back, you've got a nod.
Oh, mate, yeah. We've picked up for another season. So yeah,
perfect. Yeah.
I think the only thing that'll stop us is if Jonesy actually gets nude on camera. So
then we've got to
move to another platform from YouTube to a paid subscription.
Yeah, OnlyFans. Knowing Jonesy, that's a real possibility too, actually.
Yeah.
Everyone's probably looking at this going, geez, that's pretty boring, actually. No, Jonesy.
No.
Martin Frosty.
Probably. He's there. All right, mate, we'll come to the end of it. Three blokes that you can take on an end-of-season trip. So me and my trusty co-host, the guy that that will get the party started, we're there, yourself's there, three others from any era from the club.
Any era.
That includes Fluky.
Fluky's probably good for a couple of mid-strengths, but I don't know if Fluky... We're talking Mad Monday, are we? Silly Sunday or just a
end
trip
of season
away.
Trip or weekend. Yeah, weekend away.
Yep.
To cap off the season.
Yeah, I reckon the common... I've seen a couple of these episodes and the common theme of Mick Gill and Jay Strawn is just... It's pretty prominent and they'd probably get a run as well.
Yeah.
In my crew, but I'd probably go a little bit of a different. I'd have Sam Rouse because as torturous as he can be, he's got some great go forward.
Yeah,
and if you see some of his stuff, like his efforts on Mad Monday in the roller skates, he's just got to be there, I think.
Yeah.
So Rouse is one. Who else have we got? I'll give Strawny a nod, and he's got to be there because he's great value, Jason.
Yeah, I love having it. I love having Strawny around.
Yeah, and my third would have to be Kenny T.
Yes,
Kenny
beautiful.
T, one of the most best value blokes going, and real close would be Eddie Clifton as well.
Oh, notable. Yeah. We'll bring Eddie.
Notable mention.
I'll throw Eddie into my backpack. No, that's all right. We can add Kenny T and Eddie.
Strawny's been in too many of these already. But well, Eddie Clifton, he's a good organiser too, Ed. Everything would be perfectly organised.
I'm a massive fan of those last two that you just mentioned. Kenny T especially.
Yeah. Yeah, so you get your go forward from Rousey. Kenny T, he'll just be sitting there. Smart ass comments left, right, and centre.
Mate, me and him would be perched up just somewhere in a kitchen.
Yep.
Just smart ass comments. Yep.
Yeah. No, that's my three or four.
Perfect. Beautiful. Well, mate, thanks for that. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, mate.
That's all right. Sorry, Jonesy couldn't be here today.
Yeah, all good, mate. Look forward to next year. Good to have you guys back.
We'll have you on. Once we can get together, we'll have you on in the green, in the actual green room. for a beer.
Green room, yeah.
We'll have a couple of beers. And in the meantime, I'll keep an eye out for a horse that we can go in on.
Yep, definitely. Well, Green's horse. I think we need to get it done.
I think so. I'll have a chat to that bloke I know down at the race course.
Yeah.
I mean, he's struggling, and so he could probably do with a good one. Yeah, he could probably do with a good one, I guess.
Yeah, we better get onto it.
I think we will. I'll give him a call.
Right, mate. Pugs.
Thanks for that. Yeah. I'll hopefully get to see you soon.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Take care.
See you, mate.
Thanks.